Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. It's your girl Ivory Heart here, bringing you another dose of daily wisdom to navigate this crazy beautiful world we call life. Today's topic: building resilience through mindful communication. Now, I know what you're thinking, mindful communication, that sounds a little intense, Ivory. Trust me, it's not about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's more about being present in your conversations, understanding the impact of your words, and reacting with intention instead of just firing off responses like a machine gun. Ever felt like you said something and instantly regretted it? Or maybe you've been on the receiving end of some unnecessarily harsh words, leaving you feeling drained and frustrated. Well, mindful communication is your secret weapon against those rollercoaster emotions. It's about building bridges instead of walls, fostering understanding, and ultimately strengthening our relationships. Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your communication game. 1. Listen, really listen. We often fall into the trap of thinking while someone else is speaking, getting ready for our own response. But truly listening involves being present in the moment, absorbing their words without judgment, and trying to understand their perspective. Think of it like active engagement. You're not just hearing the words, you're understanding the message behind them. 2. Choose your words carefully. Words have power, folks. They can build up or tear down, inspire or discourage. Before you speak, take a moment to consider the impact of your words. Are they kind? Are they honest? Are they necessary? Sometimes, silence is golden, use it wisely. Remember that saying, think before you speak. Well, it's not just a cliche, it's solid advice. 3. Embrace empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes can make a world of difference in how we communicate. Try to see things from their perspective, understand their emotions, and acknowledge their feelings even if you don't agree with them. Think of it like this. We're all human, facing our own unique challenges. A little empathy goes a long way. 4. Practice assertive communication. Being assertive doesn't mean being aggressive. It means expressing your needs and opinions clearly and respectfully, while also acknowledging the needs and opinions of others. Think a statement, I feel, or I need, instead of blaming or accusing language. This sets a more positive tone for any conversation. 5. Be mindful of nonverbal cues. A body language speaks volumes. From our facial expressions to our posture, these subtle signals can convey just as much as our words. Pay attention to your own body language and try to be aware of the messages it's sending. Remember, you're communicating all the time even when you're not speaking. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was at a coffee shop the other day, feeling stressed from a long work week. This guy behind me was on his phone, loudly complaining about his boss and coworkers. I could practically feel my own anxiety rising. But then I remembered these principles of mindful communication. Instead of getting sucked into his negativity, I took a few deep breaths, focused on my order, and tried to see things from his perspective. Maybe he was having a tough day? Maybe he just needed to vent? By shifting my focus and practicing empathy, I found myself feeling calmer and more centered. So there you have it. These 5 key takeaways can empower you to communicate with greater intention, build stronger relationships, and navigate the world with more resilience. Remember, mindful communication isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. That's a wrap for today, folks. Make sure to share your thoughts on this episode, what resonates with you. What challenges are you facing in mindful communication? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.